Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jackson, he is the head football coach at Highland Christian Academy. Let's bring into the program for the first time Coach Joshua Harris. Joshua Harris, good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing
good.
Great. We appreciate your time. And let's go backstory. Talk about the first time you came across Lamar Jackson and what your relationship is like with him over the years.
Yeah, so I met Lamar in college as a young player at Louisville University. And I met him through his youth coach, Van Warren, and just kind of wanted to take his game to another level. And so we just started working together then in college, and it's carried on from now.
So, Coach, when you did his pro day, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so when you watched him at Louisville and then you were getting him ready for his pro day, what were the big things that you needed to improve upon?
Number one was his base had gotten really narrow at Louisville. And then also we wanted to get his elbow up higher on his release. And the number one thing we wanted to do at the pro day was, if you recall, during that time, there was a lot of talk about being a receiver and so forth.
Yep.
And so we just wanted, you know, and even kind of maybe questioning the football IQ and reading coverages. So our and playing under center. So we really just wanted to show, we wanted to work on the base. We wanted to show he could line up under center, and we just wanted to show he was a quarterback.
Now, from that time, okay, let's fast forward. And when did you start working with him this offseason, like January?
Yeah, right. He took a couple weeks off, and then he came down to South Florida. Yep.
All right. So what did you see differently, or what did you – I guess same question. What did you feel like you needed to work on with him from his rookie season to now?
Yeah, almost the same answer and a little more. But one of the things I noticed was and I understood after I thought about it, but same thing. Base was still a little narrow. Elbow slot, same thing. And it dawned on me that, you know what, we were in such – draft prep mode and all of the responsibilities that he had, and then being thrown into the season and having to play, there wasn't enough time to make this stuff instinctual. So we wanted to focus on that this offseason. So we went back into the lab, fundamentals. The other thing that I noticed was he was rushing. When the pass rush was coming, he wasn't being patient in his own rhythm with his footwork and his fundamentals. So really this offseason, I'm just getting him to slow down and stay in his rhythm so that he can stay fundamentally sound.
Yeah, because it seems like when he get pressured, Coach, he throws all arm. You know, his feet go out of the equation. You know, do you see the same thing?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And so, you know, that is the trials of a young quarterback, and that's what I'm trying to get. Be disciplined and be patient. Trust your rhythm. You got time. It's okay.
So did, like, the Ravens coaches, did they give you, like, here's the game, here's the things that he needs to work on, here's the things, you know, that he needs to improve on, here's what we want you to do, that kind of direction?
So the Ravens coaching staff is amazing. We have a great relationship. And like I told them, I'm here for the success of Lamar, and that's the success. We're on the same page. So what is it that you're looking for from him? What do you see deficiencies at? And we kind of collab from there, yeah.
Which did he have a lot of the receivers come down there to throw to?
He had a few, not a lot. The number one, the main one was Jordan Lasley. But, Mark Ingram even came down. We had a couple other guys.
Now, how's the receiver, the undrafted free agent, Smith? Isn't it Smith, Bob?
Yeah.
The Smith kid from Louisville. Was he down there working too? What'd you think of him?
Yes, I was impressed by him. I was hoping he would sign with the Ravens. Obviously, him and Lamar have a relationship for years, but I was impressed with everything, his size, speed, and just his route running. So I was impressed.
We're speaking with Joshua Harris, who is Lamar Jackson's quarterback guru in the offseason. Now, Coach, the grip. puts his finger over the tip of the ball. Did you try to correct that or anything?
So that's funny you mentioned that. When I first started working with him, I saw the finger over the ball, and I'm like, that's weird, right?
Yes.
And he's
yes.
like, Coach, you know, what are you talking about? And we tried, but here's the other thing with, you know, any good teacher, if somebody's been doing something for so long, it's like, okay, is this something we got to fix, or can we get by without it? And right now that's something we're like, look, let's try and work on something else, because he's just so used to having that finger there. I try to remind him, but it's one of those things where I'm like, I know he's so used to it, you know, we got to deal with it.
Okay, Coach, he completed 58%. He completed basically the same thing at Louisville. Can he? And what will it take for him to get to 60, 61%?
Mental discipline. He has to be. Can he? Yes. One of the things I tell people all the time is, listen, this is a focused young man with a heart, with a strong work ethic. He works to get better. He understands where he needs to get better. And now it's just time. And sometimes we get impatient, right? And I know, hey, this is a billion-dollar business, you know, but he's growing. He's developing. The thing that he needs to do to improve his accuracy is what we just talked about, being patient with his footwork, being disciplined. Keep your feet tied to your eyes. Like you said, when the rush comes, stop throwing with all arm. Get your feet lined up with where you're going with your eyes, and then throw the ball.
Okay, Coach, from January till when you turned him over to the Ravens, I guess, when did you stop working with Lamar? Like a week ago or so?
Yeah, right before he left. I can't remember the date he went up there, but the Friday before.
What type of improvements did you see?
I saw the discipline. I saw the base was much better. Just even the footwork was better. And the coaches, they saw it and they liked it as well. But he just – the thing that I was looking for, you know, and just in teaching is, if I say it, I know you'll fix it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But now what happens when I don't say it? Are you correcting yourself? And so we got to the point where when he made a mistake, he was then correcting it. Now that final thing is not making the mistake at all. And that's where we were getting to before he left. It's still a work in progress, but I was very happy with the progress.
Joshua Harris joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, head football coach, Highland Christian Academy, working with Lamar Jackson this offseason. Ball security is something we've also talked about. Is that more, Coach, a byproduct of him getting in the open field, or could that be an issue as he becomes more of a pocket passer at the NFL level?
Yeah, I think that's open field. And again, I think it goes back to youth and not knowing. One of the first things he said, Coach, man, all these dudes are big and fast, you know. And it's one of those things like, look, some of that stuff you could get away with because you were the most talented guy on the field. Now you're dealing with 22 of the most talented guys on the field, you know. And so it's just one of those things like, be aware, you can't do that anymore. And so that's just one of those things. He's got to mature and just remember, keep that ball tucked. I don't think it'll be an issue as long as he's aware of it.
Now, Coach, will you get back with him again in July prior, you know, when he's done with the mini camp, June 12th till when he reports back in July? Will you get back and work with him for another month?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then I guess you'll get a directive from the Ravens on, okay, he's come to this point so far. Here's the things that he needs to continue to work on.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
And now, how do you get him? Because I think he can complete 60-some percent if he just hits the layups. You know, like I remember, and you probably saw it on film, 5-yard pass to John Brown, he throws a one-hopper. And it's all because he didn't step, and he just throws with his wrist.
Right.
How do you get him to fix that? It's just the same. How do you get him? And I guess you won't know until they get into game action that he doesn't revert back.
And that's it. We're working on it now, but it's totally different when the live bullets are flying.
Yep.
You know, so it's me just trying to rep it, beat it into his head. But I'm waiting like you are to see when it's live what happens. And like I said, it's just that maturity and it's that development of, like you said, it's the layup. And you know how we can get. We can get overconfident when we're a young man, like, oh, I see him, let me throw it. And I'm trying to tell him, look, be disciplined. Yes, he's 5 yards away. Still, line your feet up, line your shoulder, line your eyes, and then make the pass. It's the discipline of doing the little things all the time.
Now, will you stay in contact with him real quickly? I know you got to go. Will you text him after the games and say, Lamar, remember to do this when you watch him on TV?
Yes. And I even we always contact. He hates my text because I tell him everything. I remind him. And I even got an inside source now. I got Jordan Lashley. That's when he was down there. I said, listen, you've been hearing all the stuff I told him. You remind him, so when he's ignoring me, he can hear it from his boy too. So, yeah.
Joshua Harris, head coach, Highland Christian Academy. Coach, we appreciate your time, and good luck with your season this year, and hopefully we'll talk to you down the road as the season begins. We can talk about Lamar a little bit more.
Enjoy spring practice.
I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Joshua Harris joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.